It is time now, though, to continue our food conversation. And we're turning our attention to the Helderberg, where chefs at Erinvale, Lawrenceford, Morgenster and Vergelegen Estates in Somerset West have combined their culinary talents with winemakers' recommendations to offer an a range of classic soups, cheese, bread and wine pairings this winter. These leading Somerset West hospitality establishments are working together to support local enterprises and make more people aware of the quality and variety of offerings in this area. It's less than an hour's drive from Cape Town. The delicious value for money pairings are ideal for a relaxed date or simply for gathering friends and family together. And the pairings will be available from the 1st of July until the 31st of August. Joining me now to tell us more about this is Wayne Kutzer, the Managing Director of Vergelegen. Wayne, good afternoon.
Hello, Amy. How are you on this stunning day?
Yes, it is a beautiful day indeed. A little bit depressed about the cost of everything spiraling out of control, but other than that, well and healthy, thanks. And how are you?
Absolutely fine. I think absolutely. I think people are feeling the pinch. And we've got to find, as hospitality offerings, we've got to find offerings that suit everyone's pockets during these difficult times.
So let's try to cheer our listeners up with what you have to offer, Wayne. Where did this idea come from for the festival?
So it's the heart of the Helderberg, really, which is a collective of like-minded properties in this little Helderberg basin with the beautiful backdrop of the Helderberg, hence the name. And we all have the same vision, and that is to promote this wonderful corner, hidden little corner gem, and make it accessible to the public, really. And so we've come up with this idea to have something different in each one of our tasting rooms that consumers or the public can come and enjoy. So, for instance, we're doing an incredible baked camembert with nuts and honey.
Ooh.
And you can come and have two glasses of wine and enjoy and share a camembert, which is all gooey and delicious with homemade bread. And it's 170 Rand. Now, all the other wine farms in the area and the collectives are doing something different. Some are doing soup and bread with two glasses of wine, and others are doing platters, for example, of beautiful cheeses and cold meats.
And Wayne, is the idea that people would come out to Somerset West for the day and go from far, estate to estate, or would you spread it over a few different days?
Well, you could do either, but I suppose you could start off on one estate and enjoy the soup offering and then linger on to another and have the cheese offering. But it's also something you could do over 3 days. It's also very affordable, so it's not about coming to have a really lavish meal, but it's about coming to experience the atmosphere, sit next to a fireplace. They've all got gorgeous fireplaces, and we've just installed two, and as we did that, the weather got hot. So I think in the Cape, if you want hot weather, install a fireplace. But, you know, you can come and sit all day at our fireplaces and just enjoy a camembert and take a stroll around the estate, and that goes for all the properties on this collective.
That sounds heavenly. Definitely something that I'm going to put on my to-do list in the near future. Wayne, do you have something on offer for children? We know it's school holidays and we've got lots of bored youngsters that don't really want to be dragged to wine tasting with their parents. Is there something to keep them occupied?
Well, all the estates have something for children. Besides the fact that we all have menu offerings, not inside the wine tastings, but on the estates. You know, everyone's got restaurants who have good children's menus. And certainly we have an incredible playground. And I know Lawrenceford caters to children as well, and so do all the other properties. So bring your children for a run and to feel the trees and to breathe in fresh air and just to enjoy being on a farm, I think, is more important than anything.
Mm. And in general, Wayne, how have you found things lately? Is the restaurant busy again? Have things picked up again post-COVID?
Yeah, absolutely. We're starting to see a trickle of internationals coming through again, which is lovely. We've launched a new restaurant called Café Fleur, and it's been very well received, and we're seeing the numbers picking up there. And we definitely are seeing a bit more traction. Of course, the average spends everywhere is dropping. People have priorities, and I don't think, well, for me, wine is a priority, but for a lot of people, these are luxury goods we're selling. So it's about making savings at home and then buying whatever, spending your money on your luxury items where you can and what you can afford. And that's exactly why we put this offering together.
I see here in my notes, Wayne, that for some of the estates, advanced booking of at least 24 hours is essential. Is that the case with you at Vergelegen?
No, not at all. Please, just pop along and we'll make it happen for you.
Okay, so people can just arrive.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. Anything else that you'd like our listeners to know about, Wayne?
No, I think just, Kate, that this little corner is such a special corner, and it has so much to offer. The beauty is quite incredible. We have people driving through to this state and who have never been here before, and once they've been, they cannot believe what we've got on offer on our doorsteps. And as I say, it's not about taking money from everyone. It's about coming to, for 10 Rand, you can drive through and spend the entire day walking around an estate and just buying a sandwich or having our cheese platter. And, you know, it's a wonderful offering in these difficult times. And we'd encourage everyone to come and enjoy. This is your corner. So come and enjoy it.
It really does sound heavenly. Thanks for joining us this afternoon, and all the best, Wayne, with the Heart of the Helderberg Beat the Chill Food Festival. That's Wayne Kutzer, Managing Director of Vergelegen, joining us on the line. And as he said there, for as little as 10 Rand, you can take the family out for the day and enjoy some country air and some nice fine food and wine.